Hello. In-ear monitors during the day for for work stuff so that I don't have big, huge cans on my head for video calls. But the volume that I need to set those at is much, much lower. So when I switch over on Friday nights to my professional cans, I have to really crank the volume on my thing here so that I can actually hear myself. Okay. Do, 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 do. Let's do this. I have an audio clip sent to me by Cyclone, and I had no way to listen to it because AIFF is a Mac format, and my Android phone was like, I don't know how to play that. But fortunately, my PC does. So let me do a couple of things here just to get started. I need to make sure that my good, a happy Friday, everyone, by the way. Happy, happy Friday. There should be a music folder. There is. And there is a silence mixdown that I need to play on Media Player to open up the Bluetooth channel and keep it open. Okay, do that, do that. Now let's listen to this clip.
Shout out to Kamiko for coming in there
and really raising hell
and riling things up.
I don't think Daniel Brewer likes Boer. He never's there. I thought
Who
he
is
for
that?
sure would jump in. That guy.
Daniel Brewer?
Yeah.
Who's Brewer?
Mix minus.
Oh.
I always thought for sure he was going to come in and be like,
is it
I think a lot of people
mix?
Didn't fucking come into that conversation because there was no really any holes to.
True. True. True.
And Miz dropped the cunt word. Shout out to Kamiko for coming in there
and really raising hell.
And Ryan.
Coming in there? Where would they need to come in? Oh, in their Discord channel? I left their Discord channel. When I quit listening to their show, I left their Discord channel, so I can't even go look and see what it is. It's all right. I'm at peace with that. That's fine. Don't get me, can't say anything about it because Adam will be like, hey, I think they. That is a actual quote from Adam Burns. Let's launch Zoom. Speaking of Adam Burns, he is not online. If he was, his dot would be green. Correct. It's Daniel Bieber. Oh, look, Dean Barney sent Adam Burns an urgent Twitter DM. Didn't send me one. I don't get a, why didn't I get an urgent Twitter DM from Dean Barney? Dean Barney's not here, so it doesn't matter. He can't tell me. Do, 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 do. That was the theme song to Buckaroo Banzai, Adventure Across the Eighth Dimension, a film that Auntie Scott loves. Maybe Adam was short college credits and never actually graduated. I see what you did there. I see what you did there with the play on Dean. Dean. I don't know if that was a, is that a, it sounds bad if I say it's a northern thing, but I don't know that we had deans in, certainly we didn't have deans in elementary school and sixth grade centers and things like that, because I remember watching old Disney movies on TV and they would always like Dean Higgins or whatever. And I never knew what a dean was. It's like, what the hell's a dean? I don't know what that is. We had principals and vice principals, but I don't think we ever had a dean. Fascinating things that you learn by listening to people talk on the internet. Deans were just college level. So maybe the kids' movies that they made were really just aimed for their parents who had gone to college. All right, I'm going to turn the fan on. One moment, please. You might hear a click. We're in that weird weird time of year here in Florida, where it's still really, really hot during the day, but it cools off quickly at night. So like right now, well, cool for us. Like right now it's in the 70s. But the, and then it just makes my office very cold because I don't get morning sun in my office. So overnight it makes it very cold. And then I come into my office in the morning and it's cold for most of the day in here. So I turned my ceiling fan off. But now that I'm here and I just came back from my walk and I'm all sweaty. I have to turn it back on. Isn't that exciting? Aren't you glad you know that? Isn't that like make your life complete? Tell you the one thing that makes my life complete. It's talking to my good friend, Adam Burns.
Hello.
I gave you a big build up and everything, and that's all you give
me? Hello.
That's all you give me is just like...
Hello, Daniel.
It's like, that's all I get is just, hello. Hello. Yeah, by the way, you apparently have an urgent Twitter DM from the dean.
I saw that just now. I mean, I didn't see the Twitter DM. I just saw the...
Oh. Yeah, what is it? We all want to know what it is. What is it? It's not nude photos of him because he posts those over on the gayish Discord. Okay. Well, it's apparently a private joke. There we go.
I've been streaming on Pride 48 for 2 days. And work meetings and everything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It is what it is.
Can you not set a time limit for an account to stream? Like, hey, if after 5 hours, it will just shut down the stream.
That's funny. Yeah, I think so. But,
because we talked about this last week. You had apparently been live streaming all the way since you've been doing Geeky Gay, but it didn't include work meetings. And we were like, oh, that would be weird if you had like streamed your work meetings. And now
2 days,
two whole days. If people wanted to learn about things that happened at the Ooze Factory, then
no, there've been like no listeners.
If people wanted to listen to hear what was going on at the rendering factory, still, I think you should just call it my at work.
Let's see.
You're better than that, Adam. You're better than that.
Better than what?
Then, you know, Big Fatty having the coal mine and the cracker factory and the bakery.
Oh, whatever. You think I should just call it work?
Cutesy little fucking euphemisms, whatever. Just it's work. You don't have to name it. It's just work. Today at work.
What streamer account was I using? There's no way.
No way.
It could have possibly recorded 2 days. I mean, I would think it would have crashed by now. Or something.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, 128K compressed audio doesn't take up that much space. Like 2 full days would probably be a gig or two. It wouldn't be like an astronomical, like it wouldn't be terabytes. Because you're thinking of it more from like we record everything at uncompressed audio on the mixers.
My Mac Mini, I don't know how much storage it's got, but it's not very much. It keeps getting full because the recordings are like, I don't know, an hour show for us with all of the 2 or 3 different tracks that I record. I don't know how much it is, but it's multiple gigabytes.
Yes.
And then, you know, exporting a WAV file is another gig or something. And then,
yes.
Anyway, I just want to see.
So what I do,
which streamer account I was using for that.
What I do is I only keep like the month's So I keep four shows on my secondary SSD drive. So four folders with shows in it with all the uncompressing and everything. And then I basically go in after four shows. I'm like, I'm not going to need this uncompressed audio anymore. I have the compressed version of it. I'll just save the compressed version of it and the source. And then I'll, I move it over to an external drive, which is like a 3 terabyte USB.
Well, I have a NAS, so I just move everything to my NAS and then delete it. But I,
Or why don't you just set up a script? Can you do that on Macs? Just set up a script that every Sunday evening just goes ahead and copies everything in your work folders over to, like, you just set up a podcast work folder.
Maybe. And then
it just goes and copies it over to your NAS. Maybe. Then you can just delete things at will.
I mean, I think I can, but
that's probably a John Ong question.
You can automate things with Apple Script, I think. I think there's some Apple scripting amazingness.
This isn't really show material.
Okay. I went back on the stream because I disconnected because I didn't know what it was doing. Sorry, I had to sneeze. I wanted to see how much storage it took up, but it's weird because it says 2 days, which means I would have been, that would have started Wednesday. Today is Friday. Yeah, that would have started Wednesday. So I would have recorded all day yesterday. Well, luckily, what we cover in my job is totally not anything proprietary that, you know, we don't discuss anything that's confidential. So,
by the way, Adam, this is not show worthy. So I was going to talk about this on the pre-show here. But before we do that, before we even get there, you've got a housewarming party tomorrow.
I do, yeah.
And Zach wants to go to Animal Kingdom tomorrow to meet some of his friends or to meet up with some of his friends. So we will not be going late tonight.
No.
Just a heads up to everyone in the chat room.
I say we do about half an hour pre, record the show, and then do about a half an hour post.
Can I do this? Yeah, I can do this. All right. So this, well, I was listening to your award-winning podcast, The Geeky Gay, last night.
It is. I don't know if you've listened to today's.
Not yet. No.
I have a listener that called in that I don't remember ever calling in before. Continue, please.
Anyway, I was listening to it, and you were talking about your, Jesus Christ, the whole thing with the radio and the
God.
But here's the thing. You made this comment, like, I don't know anything about radios. I like technology and stuff. I don't care about it. And I'm like sitting there looking at my 12-inch LCD screen in my truck with like Android Auto. And I'm like, how much more tech can you get?
It's unscrewing things and wiring harnesses and,
You mentioned Crutchfield, and the one thing that you glossed over on Crutchfield is just like Home Depot, if you buy something at Crutchfield, you can also get set up with an independent contractor to install it for you.
Yeah, but I don't know how that works.
It's right on their website. You basically say, I live here, and they'll go like, okay, we'll send someone to make an appointment.
Right. They probably have to come to your house, and then you have some strange, but I don't know. It just seemed like a hassle to me. Best Buy, you drive in, they have a little garage doors, you drive in, it's like you're taking it to get fixed. I don't know. It's probably, Crutchfield is a great company. Well, I've never had a bad experience with Crutchfield, and the reason I use them is because my stepfather always used them to order all his audio and video, technical, whatever, like all that kind of stuff. But I think they're a good company. But the last time I did it, I was like, who are they going to hook me up with? Some Billy Bob that they don't know who it is. It's just some independent contractor that they contract with. They don't know. He's got to come over to my house because he's probably not going to have a shop. And so I just found an audio company and had them install it, but it was a lot of money. It was a lot of extra money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, the same stereo is available at Best Buy.
Well, clearly not. They were out of stock.
Well, yeah, they were. I didn't want anything specific. I just picked the one that was the prettiest and in the price range that I wanted and was the brand that I had. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you could have just sent a letter to the people at your old address and went like, hello, this, look, I know this sounds weird, but I ordered something. I forgot to change my address. I used to live where you live. Here's my phone number. Can you please just call me when the package arrives and I will come and get it for you? Come and get it from you.
Well, they could be ne'er-do-wells and they could be like, is that a word for like a shady person?
All right. If it's how much did this radio cost?
Oh, it was cheap. $350.
They're still going to make you sign for it. So someone would have signed for it. And then it becomes mail fraud if they keep it. So most people, I actually had something go to my old apartment and, it had my phone number on it somehow. And so they called me. The people in my old apartment called me and went like, hey, I just got a package here for you. I was like,
none of that is relevant though.
It's really weird.
The relevant part is that I told him.
Yes, I know. And you believed him when he said, oh, no, it's wrong. Okay. I would have said, no, let's go ahead and fix it because I've had this bite me before.
And
it's like, look, I type for a living. Do you want me to type? Because I can, this will take literally 20 seconds. Let me just update my damn address.
Yeah, I don't.
It'll make me feel better.
He's like, oh, you're going to pick it up here. Well, he didn't specifically. He said, we don't need your address. And then he
said, I said, still, it needs to be updated. Can you please just update my address?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. And, but it's all sorted now. I forgot to mention it on the show, but it's all sorted.
Oh, now. It's all sorted now. So you already have your radio installed.
No, I mean, the issue is sorted. I don't have it yet.
Well, not the one you wanted.
UPS is going to hold it at a pickup location.
Okay. But you don't have the one you wanted.
Well, no, but it's not like I was dying for a specific stereo. Like I said, like I explained. I Googled, mm-hmm. you know, radio reviews, like car stereo reviews. I wasn't looking for a high priced one. I was looking for a fairly low priced one because I don't care. Like I'm not.
And yeah, because it's CarPlay. Because it's not technical.
It is, but I don't.
You don't want CarPlay. Do you have an iPhone?
Not CarPlay. Android Auto. Yeah. Well, actually, both, because Mark rides with me sometimes, so we like to. What
most of them, is, most if they stereos, have if they have one, they have the other nowadays. It's like they usually have both.
Stereos that have one have the other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they have one, they have the other usually.
So I found, and I don't know. Like, first of all, I don't think any car stereos look very nice.
What are you talking about? Look at that. General. Look at mine. Look at mine. It's okay. It's gorgeous.
That's all right.
What are you talking about? It's gorgeous.
I feel like the UIs on car stereos are very dated looking as opposed to like a computer or, you know, applications that we open that? On a day-to-day. But I don't know.
How is that dated looking?
It's fine. But the aftermarket ones that you buy especially, like Pioneer, JVC, all of those, it looks like they built their UI in like 1985. And it doesn't really matter. And so I was just like, oh, what's the best quality one, you know? And it was a Pioneer. And it was a very similar model. So I went in and it was just like, oh, the 6.5. I didn't look at the actual model number. I'm like, okay, Pioneer, fine. $350, great. I'll just go in. Like, I didn't even look at the. And so they had lots of Pioneers, but the one that was the. But then I'm like, well, they've all got similar features. So I bet they're all the same as far as like, you know, it's Pioneer and they've all got similar features. But this one has a flat, has no buttons.
Okay.
It's just a screen.
Yes.
And I'm like, that looks nicer without having those old fashioned buttons, you know, like the old fashioned radio buttons.
Let me tell you though,
like, I'm gonna get that one.
Let me tell you though, I don't know if you can see on my truck. So I have, there's buttons on the screen over on that little slide out over there that has the podcast playing. It's like, there's a pause button and stuff there. But then also if you'll see down physical button between the volume and the tuning down on the, below the screen, there is a physical pause button, physical play pause button. Do you see it?
On the side? Oh, Below. Yeah.
Okay. So there's one up on the screen and then there's one down.
I see.
A physical one. I use that physical one all the time because when you're driving and your hand is shaking, like you're reaching out to touch the screen and your hand is not steady. And so you end up hitting other things on the damn screen. It's just like, I just want the button that I can just push, that I know I pushed it, as opposed to hitting the fast forward. I'd so many times I like try to hit pause and I'd fast forward or I'd like rewind or something stupid. I was just like, so I just use the physical button. It's way easier. I know, again, I have a truck. Doesn't ride as smoothly as your sports car. Oh, wait. Yeah, it probably does. I'm just saying, sports cars are not known to be like
smooth driving. The only thing. Hold on. Thanks for letting me know. Oops. I'm pretty sure he's in bed by now.
Yeah.
It's like 3 a.m. Although he messaged it. He messaged at 8 p.m. my time, which would have been just an hour ago. So hey, he messaged at like 2 p.m. 2 a.m. his time.
Further proof that I'm an asshole and like, you know.
Oh my God, you're still on that?
Yep. Seder is supposed to be here Sunday morning. You see him in the chat room? Do you see him listening to our show? No, no. Seder's not here talking. Also, do you know what he's really, his biggest complaint or his biggest thing about disappointment of his trip?
He can't meet Pod as my co-pilot?
Correct. Or? He's not going to be able to meet Pod as my co-pilot because they have other plans. It's like, hey, what about me? What am I, chopped liver? You're going to meet me. Why isn't that enough?
Oh, so A, where's Auntie Scott?
I don't know. Who cares?
And B, I forgot to look for a trumpet recording or to do one. So I just thought of that just now.
Just now.
Because I was thinking, oh, yeah. I just thought of Daniel's
coming right now.
Daniel's coming, and I know that I have my Christmas show that weekend.
Lamont Cranston says Auntie Scott is hanging out with Taylor and Taffy.
Oh. Well, there you go.
You have your Christmas show. I told you.
No, I know. You're coming on Saturday.
Which I felt bad because I didn't even think about that. So when I told you last week, the days that I was coming, you're like, oh, but that's a Sunday night. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that's right. You guys work. Yeah, that's probably bad. Well,
I don't mind taking the day off. I was thinking,
yeah, but I don't want Mittens to take the day off. And
I was thinking, oh, he wouldn't. He won't.
I know.
He's a workaholic.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll be like, night, everyone.
That's what I'm saying. Also, we need to talk about this. What do you call it? What do you call Sunday nights? What do you call that?
Oh, Sunday night scaries.
Sunday night scaries. Let's talk about that for a second, Adam. You do well. At the moment, you do, other than your solo show, you do three other podcasts. At the moment.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay. On those podcasts, you are in the minority of people that hate their job. Like, I can't think of...
Well, Joe loves his job because he's a podcaster.
Okay. I love my job. Let's see, Big Fatty's retired, and then
we don't know if he loved his job.
Well, it doesn't matter. He loves his current job.
Well, he's retired.
Okay, well, that's his current job. I'm just saying, hating your job is not the norm. And it's like, if you really hate your job, you need to do something about that because you cannot do that, Adam. Life is more than a fucking paycheck.
Well, it is until you don't have it anymore, and then you can't do the things you want to do outside your job because you are poor.
I know for a fact that you could take at least a 30% cut, and it would not affect you at all. It would not affect your level of doing anything at
30%?
All.
30%? That's a lot.
But I would say you probably, you're looking around to spend money on stuff because you've got, I've already reached my maximums of what I can put in this and that. So it's like, I know that you're looking for things to, it's like, seriously, you could stand to take a 30% pay cut. If it meant liking your job, if it meant like enjoying what you did.
I mean, the thing is, I'm going to do the career counseling stuff when I stop procrastinating. But the thing is, there's no point in switching jobs when I don't really know what I want to switch to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the only things that sound fun to me are things where I would be so poor. By the way, you know what? Like cooking.
Yeah.
They're really mean. In kitchens, that's what you always hear. Like chefs are mean, people are mean. They work you long hours and they're rude. And like Gordon Ramsay, I couldn't handle that. People yelling at me, I would be miserable. So I may like to cook, but I like working at a restaurant. That would be horrible. And working in a fast food place, I'd make $7 an hour. So okay, supporting me.
Wow, this is
so. I have to find what I want to do. You know,
and it's maybe like, it is. Honestly, at your level, it's like if you really wanted to get into food, the best path for you would be to buy a restaurant, to open a restaurant.
I don't have that kind of money.
Okay, well, most people, I swear to God, you and Wes Stone, I swear, are the there's these things. I don't know if you've heard of them before. They're called banks and they loan people money.
They loan millions of dollars.
Well, all right. First of all, it does not cost millions of dollars to open a restaurant. So let's just get that out of your head right now. It does not cost $1 million to open a restaurant. If you're planning on opening a fast food restaurant and paying franchise fees and like putting it on the interstate where you're paying a premium on interstate and building the building and stuff like that, I'm talking about starting a mom and pop and an Adam and Mittens restaurant, you know, where you hire a chef or whatever, but you've set your own restaurant. You've created your own restaurant in Taunty Town, called the Grapevine, whatever you want to call it. The Grape Fields. I think that's
great. There we go.
The Grape Fields.
The Grape Fields.
Yeah. And,
we can base our dishes off of grapes. We could have different grape themed,
correct
dishes.
Correct. Tonight.
Mark complained that at the Grape Festival, mm-hmm. there weren't enough grape.
Tonight, our amuse-bouche is a grape yogurt with grape
crystallized
jelly.
Crystallized grape something or other. Well, you know, I mean, I talk about...
I can hear you echoing in the other room because Zach is in the chat room and his speakers are very loud and my door's not fully closed. So it's really weird. It's like we're in an auditorium all of a sudden over here because I can hear...
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. Yeah, I probably say I hate my job too much. There are days that I don't hate it, but most days.
Adam, if you, and most just take this, like just it. Take this as a piece of advice, because I've had a job that I've hated before. If you literally have a sinking feeling in your stomach every Sunday night when you go to bed, because you're dreading going to work on Monday, you're not doing the right thing. You're not just like, and I'm not saying like, oh, tomorrow is a really important Monday where I have to do this big presentation. And then you have, you know, you lose sleep over that. I'm not talking about the occasional bad day or the occasional stressful day. I'm just saying on the whole, I enjoy my job. I like doing what I do and I have a good time doing it. I like the people I work with and I'm not wild about, you know, the company's direction sometime, but you know what? I'm in my little lane there and I'm going and I'm happy doing it.
Well, I think there's a happy medium though, because I think the things that I would truly enjoy doing, I'm not one of those people that has, I would not be happy if I, there are some people that can chase their passion and be totally happy and be like, oh my God, you know, and make very little money and not be able to travel to Europe or do things that they want to do.
Still back to the money. You know,
yeah.
Like this doesn't mean you have to like go to 30,000 a year or something. It's like, you didn't suddenly jump up three times your pay just by going to a product owner, right?
You were still making.
So you, that means you could go back. You could go back to QA. You transfer back over to QA. You could transfer back over to another department. Maybe you want to try manage like dev manager or something like that. It's like, now that you've been a product owner, you could probably apply for like a dev manager job or something like that.
Oh, Gary loves this. Well, anyway, I'm trying to figure that out, Daniel. I am trying to figure it out. It's not like I'm. It's deciding what I want to like what I want to apply for.
I get that. I get that. But I also get that you work for the largest company in the world.
I mean, we have everything
that has every conceivable job that you could imagine.
If I wanted to bake bread, I'm pretty sure I could go and bake.
Yep. There's probably someone who manages that entire bakery division that makes decent money. It's like, don't get yourself in this whole like, if I do this, I'll never make a dime.
Baron Frosty. It's just, and also I'm just like, I'll figure it out. I mean, to get into IT, I laid out a very specific plan in my head, and I spent years working towards getting there, and I accomplished it. Yep. So, I mean, I'm capable of it's figuring out where I want to be.
What's your ticketing? What's your internal ticketing system?
Internal
ticketing. You guys use Salesforce?
Oh, I think. Well, no, we use, actually, I don't know if it's, I don't think so.
Ironically, like those kind of devs, like people that do Salesforce modifications, like, and not, I'm not even talking about actual programming. I'm talking about using Salesforce's internal application development, tools, just like you're using Power Apps and stuff like that. Those people make plenty of, I mean, they make decent money because there's companies all over the world that need Salesforce, stuff done. And it's like,
The problem that I faced when I was developing was not that I'm not capable of developing. Not that you're saying that, but I'm saying what happened there is within a short time of starting developing, I was the most senior person on the team and had to be the tech lead. So I had to lead the team, and I found it difficult to both lead the team and spend the time writing code. And so I wasn't writing code at the same level as some people at my same level, not the code itself, not the quality of the code itself, but my output was low. Just the number of lines of code, basically. They weren't really counting, but I'm just saying that's what it was, not the quality.
I didn't say anything about the quality.
And so because I was having to do tech lead and this at the same time, and I had just started doing development very recently, you know, and figuring all that out. And so they're like, oh, but you're very passionate, so maybe you should be a product owner, and you can always go back to engineering if you don't like it, and we'll give you a development role. And then he left the company. So, and then the guy who told me that left the guy. He said, spend a year being product manager.
That's still a path. That doesn't mean it's not like the path closed behind him as he left the company.
Well, no, it didn't close, but rather than him just pulling me back into his team and letting me develop, now I would, I then have to go and interview and like, you know, find a position. So.
Okay. Well, this is boring.
There are paths. So I'll figure it out. But
all right, so we're coming up on the 30-minute mark here, and you didn't want to do more than the 30-minute pre-show. So I need to get a beverage.
Did you put anything in the rundown?
I put things on the Trello, but I didn't move them over. Let's go ahead and just move some stuff over there. So, okay, you're gonna do that. This whole
I'm gonna get rid of that one because never mind about that. I don't know.
Are they masturbators? What? I'm curious now. I want to know what this is. The one that you just put up there, you're gonna get rid of?
No. Thanks for defending me one.
I see. So you don't want to thank me. Okay, great. That's fine.
Oh, I can do that one too. Mm-hmm. But it's just going to be a throwaway. I don't want to badmouth anyone. Mm-hmm. Is well, the thing.
I think you should. I think you should absolutely should. Laura, I'll put this as
there. I just put all of it in.
There's a really tiny one there.
They're going to be short. I mean, please put as much as you want.
Here's the problem. This whole Shin Lim thing, I think it's part of a bigger conversation, and I don't know if I want to do it so that I can pull some articles on it.
Well, you don't have to pull it in. I'm just saying, don't.
No,
do
but
that
I'm just
thing
I'm
where
just,
you go. Adam pulled in five things. I'm not going to. Now you realize I'm not caught up with Manifest, so
it's not a spoiler alert.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how much comment I'm going to have because we only watched the first season, and that was a while ago. But
you're probably not even going to finish watching it because Mittens didn't like it, right?
We both got bored. It was so stressful today. We have this thing tomorrow. And of course, I decide to try something new. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make panna cotta, which I've made before. But I'm going to do a strawberry jam. And I'm going to do the jam in the bottom. And then I'm going to get it really cold and then pour the panna cotta on top of it and let that set. And that'll be like a fruit element to it.
How's this stressful?
I've not made strawberry jam. So I searched around for recipes and I was looking to use a little bit of gelatin.
You don't need gelatin for jam. You just need sugar and fruit.
Well, no, I understand that, but I wanted it to set quicker than that. So I thought, well, there are recipes that have gelatin in them. And
it's not gelatin, it's pectin, but go ahead.
No, you can find recipes with gelatin.
Well, then that's not jam. Some.
Okay, then a gel, a fruit gel. That I wanted something jelly. A little bit thicker. And so I wanted something a little bit thicker. Well, I'm new to using gelatin.
There still is a strawberry festival in Florida.
So. And I'm new to using gelatin. And so I poured
Jell-O brand pudding pops.
I made him a fatal error.
Uh-oh. You ate it raw, right out of the box.
I poured the gelatin, the powdered gelatin, directly into the boiling hot fruit. And it made all these gelatin clumps all over the place. And no matter how hard I whisked it, they would not dissolve. And there were these really like plasticky lumps of, and I couldn't. And so I just have to throw that away. And so I got nothing accomplished tonight. So that means tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to do.
How long do you think it takes to make strawberry jam?
Well, I know it doesn't take very long, but I need it to set. I need it to be cool and set up and everything before I can move on to the next step. Because I can't pour boiling jam in and then put the, because I don't want them to combine. I want them to be layers. It takes like half an hour or less, but then you have to let it cool, which takes time.
Yeah, it takes maybe an hour. So you're talking an hour and a half.
Well, I'm going to be able to do it, but we're just going to have a million other things to do tomorrow. I still may need to mow the yard tomorrow.
Well, you can mow the yard while the jam cools. There you go. Make the jam, go mow the yard, let the jam cool while you mow the yard.
You know what I'm doing now? What? I'm going to go to Walmart in the morning and buy strawberry jam.
Well, there you go.
Actually, strawberry preserves. I want it to be thicker.
Okay.
I want it thick.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it. Then I went to get fast food because I didn't have time to cook and we were in a hurry.
Yeah.
And I pull up to Popeyes and the person in front, the Popeyes, oh my God, sucks so bad. But anyway, the person in front of me pulls away from the speaker and leaves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
I pull up to the speaker. I sit there for like 5 minutes. No one ever says a damn thing to me. Uh-huh. And they're not closed. They even had a sign that said new hours, 8 p.m.
Did you cough? Did you say hello?
No, they knew I was there. They had that little sensor. So, I mean, they could hear my car. So then finally, I'm like, well, fuck it. Damn them, the sucky ass. So then I had to go to a different fast food place.
Wait. So rather than just say hello, you drove away.
I was so mad at them.
But you didn't even try. You didn't like.
They knew I was there.
All right. So if you walked up to somebody's front door and you pressed their Ring doorbell, which I mean, the Ring doorbells are just the biggest piece of shit ever because they're always broken. And like you push the Ring door and you don't hear the things going inside the house. You don't hear the bell. Are you just going to walk away? Or would you actually knock on the door and just go like, well, I know they were knocking on the door. It's like, why would you not just say something to the drive-thru? Why wouldn't you just like, hello?
Because.
Were there cars ahead of you?
He drove away.
No, but was that the only car then?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just drive up to the window and be like, hello, is your thing broken?
Well, I drove past the window and looked in and I didn't see anyone. Maybe there was no one there. You know, maybe they all walked out. The sign said they were open until 8, but you know, I didn't see not a single person inside that restaurant.
So where'd you have to go?
I went to Slim Chickens, which I don't like.
Is that like a play on Slim Pickens?
Not only that, I don't know. Not only that, they had about 10 cars in the drive-thru in front of me. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be back.
I just did not feel like that story was worthy of being on the show because I've already complained about fast food many times on the show. So I just wanted to get that off my chest now. If only my strawberry concoction had worked. And I forgot Mark had an install at 8 p.m. So my plan was we would eat at around 8 p.m. And then at 7, he says, oh, remember, I need to be at my desk at 7:55. And I'm still in the kitchen trying to salvage my strawberry mess. So I'm like, oh my God, we've got to go get food. Like, you got to be back at your desk by 7:55. And then the drama begins. Well, okay. So Kathy Marshall says I could have strained out the gelatin lumps from the strawberries. The problem is, theoretically, and I still could. They're downstairs. I haven't thrown them away, although Mark may throw them away while I'm recording. But the thing is, it's 4 cups of whole strawberries. And so how am I going to, like, I could strain it, but then the strawberries would get stuck with the gelatin lumps. And then all I would have is the juice left. Then I would have to pick the strawberries out. And how do I know there aren't little lumps of gelatin hiding in the strawberries that my guests are going to bite down on? You know, I mean, so I don't want, and you know, I like people to like my food. I don't want them to be like, oh, Adam cooked this. So it's, anyway, I mean, we'll see what I can do, but well, they're already cooked. She says cook them in strength. I mean, I boiled them it was this recipe I found. You don't even add water. It's interesting. You just put like 2 cups of sugar on 4 cups of strawberries and then you let them sit there for half an hour and macerate. And then you put them in a pot and you bring it to a boil and all that sugar and strawberry juice makes a syrup and you bring it to a boil. But see, this one, the first mistake I made is it says add strawberry flavored gelatin. What they meant is add Jell-O. That's what they meant. But I didn't have any Jell-O and I had already started that recipe. And so I thought, well, Jell-O has gelatin in it. So I'm just going to use gel because I got a whole bunch of gelatin for my panna cotta. So I thought, okay, I'm going to, but because of that, it didn't say to soak the gelatin in cold water, which is what you're supposed to do to bloom your gelatin so you don't get those clumps. But it didn't say that in the recipe because it was calling for Jell-O, not gelatin. So, and I had been, you know how you do, I don't know if anybody else does this, but when I look for a recipe online, I look at three or four of them and kind of combine them into like a conglomerate recipe that's got the best bits of each of the three or whatever. And some of the recipes had gelatin. This one had Jell-O. And it was for a strawberry gel to put in between layers of cake, like in a layer cake. And I thought, oh, that would be the perfect consistency because I want something thick. I don't want it real soupy. And it was just a comedy of errors, basically. You should never develop a recipe the night before the party you're having.
That's probably a good piece of advice.
I'm constantly doing that. I'm constantly like, oh, I'm going to do this impressive thing that I've never done. And I'm going to do it for the very first time for the party. So.
All right. We ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you need to go do anything?
No. I don't feel the urge to pee, so hopefully I'm good there.
All right.
I just now hit record.